Hey, everyone. Good morning and welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It and Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find it Sundays, 12:30 on WJCL. Although yesterday it was moved up to noon and then preempted for all of the madness that happened in this country over the weekend. But we will keep it moving. On the other end of the line is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Crazy weekend. I'm doing well.
Crazy weekend indeed. Crazy weekend indeed. I zipped out of here Friday to Atlanta. Had a wonderful dinner in Decatur at 246 Italian Restaurant. Been there forever. Nice. Hadn't been in about 7 or 8 years. It's fabulous. 246.
Oh, yeah.
Just like it sounds. Chicken piccata, cheesy garlic bread. It was just fabulous. Saturday night, I, for the first time ever, saw the Doobie Brothers in concert.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was good. I had seen Michael McDonald before, and they are on, I just listened to Michael McDonald's memoir, actually, audiobook, and it was wonderful.
I want to read that.
Yes, it is, I would listen, put it to you this way, you know, I've been through 5 books this year, and that's above average for me. And that one was long. Oh my goodness, was it long. But I would listen to it again. That's how much I enjoyed it. But anyway, in that book, he says, and I'm currently toward the end, he says, and I'm currently in year 3 of the 50-year reunion with the Doobie Brothers. And so obviously he was there. And I, like I said, I'd seen him solo at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. So this, it was interesting in so much as, you know, Michael McDonald is by far the biggest star of that band.
That's correct.
But this was completely egoless, and it's so on brand with everything I heard in his book. He was just the keyboard player. They introduced the band, they introduced, and on keyboards, Michael McDonald. It was never about him. It was never, he didn't get a solo set. It was nothing different except, I am a guy with this band, which I thought was pretty cool, because he could have handled that any one of 1,000 ways if he wanted.
Uh-huh.
Which was cool, because I would think the Doobie Brothers would draw without him, but I don't think they'd draw the big arenas without him. And so, you know, just something as simple as What a Fool Believes, you got to have his voice for that song. And so, but yeah, it was good. Enjoyed it very, very much. I was back in Savannah by 12:30 on Sunday. Had a huge meeting for a massive project at 2 o'clock yesterday. Passed that with flying colors, and now I'm ready to rock and roll. How about your weekend?
Well, all I have to say is that I spent a lot of time at the theater. We had a sold out audience on Saturday night. All 3 performances this weekend. Friday night, Saturday night, and yesterday, Sunday matinee, we crushed it.
Good.
We've just really hit our stride with it. We're very well marinated at this point. The actors, we're all having fun on stage. We're not as worried as where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to have in our hands and what costume and all that. We've got that down. So we're starting to really have fun with it and explore our characters even more. So,
it's
yeah.
when once it becomes second nature, then that's when it starts to flow.
That's when the magic happens.
Yes. That's awesome. So have you found time to eat it and like it anywhere?
Yes. So, you know, Frankie Bones has kind of turned into my little neighborhood restaurant, my kind of go-to when I don't want fast food or when I really want a nice meal. That, you know, there's just that menu. There's a little something for everybody. And, you know, I'm obsessed with their coffee rub ribeye. But this time, I wanted to try one of their pastas because, as you know, for a few months now, I'm not doing a whole lot of gluten. So I once a week or so treat myself. And I ordered their orecchietti, which with sausage, sweet Italian sausage. And if you've ever had that in an Italian restaurant, typically it's got some cream in the sauce. you know, that's kind of the profile for that one. But this one was interesting to me because it didn't have cream. It was the sweet Italian sausage, lots of Parmesan cheese, broccoli rabe, and spinach. And I, Jesse, when I tell you, it was delightful. It was such an escape from heavy, you know, the heavy with all the cream and the all that. And it was just really, really nice. It was perfectly seasoned, you know, with salt or whatever. You could, that they could get that wrong, but they didn't. It was just really nice. And it's simple, super simple dish, and a little bit brothy, I imagine, just from maybe a little bit of the pasta water coming out and kind of blending in with the vegetables and the cheese. Really, really good.
I find that interesting because my daughter had that same dish at 246 Friday night.
Oh, really?
And
did it have cream?
No, it was brothy.
Oh, it didn't have cream. Okay.
No, it was brothy.
I guess it's a thing. I just didn't know.
Yeah. No, it was fabulous. Hers was, it's funny, it said broccoli rabe, but I saw more leaves than broccoli. But I tried it. It was delicious. I mean, that dish is such a wonderful profile of flavors that I don't have it often, but I love it every time I do. I've had it more times than I want to admit when I go to Pomodori. You know, Amanda's version of that dish is top shelf. But the difference, you know, is the quality of the sausage.
Yes, and Amanda makes her sausage in-house.
Yeah. And
I can't speak for Frankie Bones, but Amanda makes her own sausage.
I don't want to be negative, but I very much doubt that the kind of volume that Frankie Bones would need that they'd make it in-house. I'm sure they use decent sausage. But I wouldn't think.
Oh, it was decent for sure. Yeah.
No, I'm sure it was good. It sounds like something. I don't remember that being on their menu. I would think that's on the newish side. And newish could be, it's been probably 2 years since I've been to Frankie Bones. But that sounds really, really good. You know, that place is they're so, we discuss it, I think, every other week here on Monday mornings. There's so much good Italian food on the island that, you know, Frankie Bones is a nice little diversion from all of those Italian places, if that makes sense, because it doesn't have to be Italian. You could do the steaks or you could do the other things that they do there. I mean, it's an Italian restaurant. We can't, you know, avoid that. But I like the atmosphere. It's a little louder than all the others. You know, it's a little more energetic. Is that fair?
Totally. I love the energy there, too.
Yeah. And
I love the energy.
Think about it.
What's nice about that restaurant is that they have the bar and the bar seating and then kind of the regular seating around it. But then in the back, there's a whole room of just tables. And
right.
It's a lot quieter back there.
Right.
So you really, you know, you can have an experience. And they've got a private room.
Right. And that's just it with that spot. You know, for me, Frankie Bones is about that energy up front. I love that. You know, when you want something different, you can go to any of the other Italian places, which are all great on the island, and have an exceptional meal and service and the whole thing. But none of them bring that Rat Pack energy that Frankie Bones does. Which is pretty cool.
That's so true. And, you know, I typically run over there just by myself because I need something to eat.
Right.
You know, not as like an elaborate going out kind of thing. And
right.
I sit at the bar and there's always somebody there that's willing to chat. You know, the usually couples, you know, that live in Hilton Head Plantation or whatever. And we strike up a conversation. I always have a really good time there. And the bartenders are, you know, pretty chatty as well. So.
That's good.
It's a good time.
Yeah, no, it's a good place to air quote eat versus dine. There's a big difference, as you well know. You know, I'm just going to get something to eat. I'm going to sit at the bar and have maybe a glass of wine and something to eat, and I'm gone. Versus, you know, coursing and bread and
wine pairing and
all that stuff. So yeah. I need to pop over there. Well, you know me and the island during the summer, I kind of tread lightly. Although last week, I will mention real quick, even though we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, when you were there, you went and had lunch at Zunzi. I went last Tuesday. They had their official ribbon cutting
at Zunzi. I saw you posted that on Facebook. Was that nice?
Yeah, it was. And they had a full house. It was a Tuesday, middle of the day, middle of the afternoon. And Chris Smith is the owner, and he was there. His wife came over from Savannah, and they brought a bunch of friends. And it was nice to see. You know, everybody comes out for the ribbon cutting. The chamber was there. They cut a blue ribbon. It was really nice. Some city council members, and then everyone will disperse and go back to their habits, if you will. But it was nice to see everybody come out and support. And it was 145 degrees outside, obviously. But it was good. It was good. I literally drove over there, stopped at Publix to grab something. Went in, chatted with everybody, took a few pictures, took a picture of the ribbon cutting, and I left. I didn't eat. I didn't anything. I had to get back to Savannah for some stuff I was working on.
Wow, that's so dedication.
Yeah, I've done it a million times. One time, I was asked to help one of the chefs at Sea Pines do some reps for an upcoming appearance he was going to have on the Today Show up in New York City. And so they asked me, hey, can you come over here and, like, you know, be the talent and help him do some run-throughs so that he's not dry and not, you know, whatever? And I said, yeah, sure, absolutely. They're always good to me. We have a great working relationship. And so I said, okay, my two requirements are everything is ready when I get there, and it's got to be early. They said, how early do you want to do it? We're here already. You're the one that has to drive. I said, let's do it at 9 a.m. So I booked it out of here that day in Savannah, about 7:45, rolled up there. It was the morning, about 9:05, walked in, got the lay of the land. We did a walkthrough, and I pretended to be, so tell us about it. And we kind of did dry runs of what would be a Today Show interview. And all I had, my only feedback for him was, let's do this again, but let's do it faster, because you're going to get 3 minutes and it's going to be over before you know it. And he said, okay, we did it again. I said, that was 100 times better. You want to do it one more time just to be comfortable? He goes, okay. We ran through it again. And no lie, Maggie, I walked in there at 9:05. At about 9:27, 32 in there, I was gone, back in the car, back to Savannah. And I got here, back to Savannah, about 10:30, 40-ish, I want to say. And that morning, my wife texts me. She goes, when are you getting back from Savannah? I go, I'm sitting at my desk in the office. I mean, from Hilton. Wow. I said, I'm sitting here. Like, oh, I thought you were going to come back at lunchtime. I said, I needed to go and do this with them and come back. And I was back at my desk before 11 a.m. So,
well, that is roadrunner speed.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do it. Glad to do it. I love driving. Do you enjoy driving?
No, I would rather be driven.
Yeah, I
would like a chauffeur. That's how I would prefer life to be.
I love putting on podcasts, or in the case of this year, I decided this year I was going to listen to more audiobooks than podcasts and get a feel. I put them on and I just go and I zone out, and next thing you know, it's 3 hours later and I'm wherever. I really, really enjoy it. So zipping over there sounds like torture to some people, but the drive is so pretty, especially between Savannah and Bluffton. I've done it 7 bazillion times, but I still find it peaceful. Unless you get behind a school bus at about 2:45, then there's nothing peaceful about it. And the drive is littered with 4-letter words.
Yeah.
It's about how it goes. So where else have you eaten and liked on your lovely island?
Well, you know, after the matinee yesterday, the cast went out to an early dinner, and we went to Nectar on Hilton Head, and it was really nice. I hadn't eaten there in a couple of years. Well, maybe a year. And the menu has changed. Their menu has changed, and I can't say exactly what. But after looking everything over, I decided to have a burger. Their burger they have a cheddar burger that they serve with bacon jam. And trying to keep things a little on the lighter side, I opted not for the bacon jam, even though I know bacon jam is ridiculous. It's so delicious. And I opted for a little fresh avocado instead, just to kind of make things a little healthy. And I didn't really eat the bun, but it was really yummy. I loved it. And they have these chips. They're like half French fry, half chip. So they fry them in house, but they're not thinly sliced potatoes that are fried and turned into potato chips. And they're not really French fries. It's just kind of somewhere in between. So that was different. I enjoyed it. And one of the other cast members had the cheddar burger that I had, but she had it also with the bacon jam. And she said for her, she liked the bacon jam, but it made the whole flavor profile of the burger too sweet for her, and that she wished it had some sort of other salty balance to it. That was just her comment. And of course I can't speak for it because I didn't taste right. It myself, but everybody enjoyed what they had. They've got a short beef. Is it short beef rib or short rib beef?
Short rib beef. Oh my gosh.
It's early in the morning for me. Over mashed potatoes. Somebody had that and that looked really good. I saw shrimp and grits out on the table. I saw a primavera pasta that looked really nice. A couple of the girls had their chicken tender basket with big, big pieces of chicken that were really breaded well. I could tell fried to perfection.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. It was nice to go there.
Going back real quick to bacon jam, I can't say I don't like it. That wouldn't be fair, but I don't prefer it for the reason you said. It, you know, bacon to me, like you said, is supposed to be a little bit fatty and salty. When you make it jam, you lose a lot of that.
Yeah, you do.
It's sweet, and
it's sweet because the onions
right
have and cooked down and caramelized.
Knock yourself out for those who like it. I'm not. It's not my first choice. Have I had burgers with bacon jam? Of course. Have I enjoyed them? Of course. But when I see a burger with bacon jam on the menu, I'm like, and I don't, unlike what you did, you basically just made your own menu item. I don't like, even with burgers, I don't like to jack up how it was designed because then I respect how the chef thought that through, you know? And that's just kind of how I think since I eat out so often. Okay, this is what he created. I want to eat what he created, not my version of what he created, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So
I hear you.
I generally don't mess with what, okay, this is how you're presenting it. This is how I'll eat it. And I'm you know, free to like it or not, as the case may be. I mentioned that to a bartender Thursday night. I was at a thing here in Savannah at the Vinyl Room, which is wonderful, in the basement of the Drayton Hotel. And we were talking about negative reviews, air quote reviews. And I said, you know, I tell people all the time, the only thing I claim to be an expert in is my own opinion. And fortunately for me, 13 years later, more people agree with me than not. Let's keep it moving. So if you like to substitute avocado for your bacon jam, knock yourself out. I hope you enjoyed it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and, you know, I totally get all that. But,
yeah.
You know, I have to be health conscious for specific medical reasons. So
I understand.
You know.
All good. Yeah. All good. All good. So you're halfway through your run for your play. You've hit your stride. Yeah. You have any plans for dining this week?
Well, you know, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, I had booked a family that was coming here, a family of 20, that wanted drop-off dinners, and so I'm cooking for a family of 20 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. So
Lord.
I doubt I'll get anywhere, but there's the possibility.
What's on the menu
four
today?
More days left in the week, so I may get out.
What's on the menu today?
Oh, I'm doing Mexican today. We're having chicken enchiladas and kind of a copycat San Miguel salad and that's what the family requested. Ground beef, kidney beans, cheese, tomato, lettuce, kind of a creamy cilantro dressing profile, and then there'll be sautéed peppers and onions, a little rice, guacamole, salsa, the usual suspects.
I made a guac for the first time, don't laugh, in about five to seven years, a couple of weeks ago. And I took a bite, I nibbled on it, and I went, ooh, this is like unbelievable, which surprised me because I hadn't made any guac in 5 to 7 years. So it kind of you know what you like to eat, and so you prepare it kind of how you like it, and it was pretty damn good. So, well, good luck with your catering this week. That's
Thank you. It
one meal a day or two meals, or how do you do that?
Just dinner for this crowd.
Very good.
I have actually done in-house chef serviced breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for 2 weeks for a family.
I almost used profanity.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. As soon as you're done cleaning up one meal, you're literally taking the stuff out to start the next one.
Yeah. Well, right. And just staying ahead.
Yes.
You know, you're at the house, you're preparing that meal, but you're also, you're ahead.
Yeah.
You're prepping for the next two meals as well.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Very good. Well, you are Maggie Crenshaw, the realtor. How do we find you if we want to buy a humble abode on your island?
Well, you can check out margaretcrenshaw.com, and that will take you to the website for the Kaiser Jatan team at EXP Realty to view properties, and I'm happy to show you any homes that you might be interested in.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being an average summer, where would you rate this year's traffic patterns on the island?
7.
That's why I asked the question. It's a little bit easier than.
Yeah, we're not as inundated this year, it seems.
That's good. So come on down.
I know, because I'm down in Coligny every day.
Right. Yeah. No. That's ground zero for all the insanity for the beach and all that. So. Very good. Well, come on down to Coligny and check out Maggie and her play, The Great American Trailer Park Musical. Yes?
Yes.
Find tickets at, what's the website?
Sea Glass Stage.
Very good.
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. You have a wonderful week. Enjoy your guacamole and your chicken enchiladas.
Will do.
And we will talk to you next week.